It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, April 17th, 2023. Well, today we're going to hear the first part of a really neat interview I did earlier this month right here in Astoria on board one of our local Coast Guard cutters. The Coast Guard is so central to Astoria's character. After all, we are an official Coast Guard city, one of a little over a dozen such cities nationwide. So I'd like to get right into this interview and share what I learned. So if you'd like to see today's ship schedule, you'll find it on my website at shipreport.net, and you'll find a link to the schedule and a link to a podcast of this program on my Ship Report Facebook page. So today, I want to begin sharing another interview I did earlier this month on board the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Elm. She's a buoy tender based here in Astoria. The Elm is one of our hometown Coast Guard vessels. She lives here, and she's docked at Tongue Point at a Coast Guard installation there. She and her crew are responsible for what's called ATON in the Coast Guard. That stands for Aids to Navigation. Her job is another one of those vital but invisible roles that is extremely important to safe transit of the river. So, her crew installs, maintains, and repairs all the buoys and other aids to navigation, as they're called, which help vessels tell where safe water is on the river, which in general means deep water. So aids to navigation show ships and boats where the edges of channels are, for instance, where the center of the channel is, and where obstructions are, the vessels must avoid, among other information. Buoy tender personnel have to be constantly vigilant about the condition of these navigational aids, especially in our Pacific Northwest region, because the weather is always pounding on them, and so the chances are good that at some point a buoy will be dragged off its mooring spot or other problems will come up, batteries or light bulbs may fail, and all these things are a matter of maintenance, and so they have a constant rotation of checking the aids in their area so they can make sure that they're all working and report to the public when they're not until they can fix them. So there's a regular publication the Coast Guard issues for waterways all over the U.S. called the Light List, and it has the most up-to-date information on what aids might not be working properly at any given moment until they can fix them. So that is another safety feature of the Coast Guard system. U.S. Coast Guard buoy tenders are 225 feet long, and they are multi-purpose ships, meaning that while they primarily handle these ATON issues, as they're called, they are capable of doing other work related to the Coast Guard's overall mission of rescue and law enforcement. The person I talked with for this interview was Kirsten Sharp. She is the operations officer on board the Elm, and this part of our interview is primarily a tour of the ship, where she was taking me around, telling me what was happening on each level of the ship and what was there, from the fantail to the bridge. Now, the Elm is a pretty large ship, so she also has smaller utility boats on board, used for special purposes that the crew can launch to handle various tasks, and you'll hear her talking about those. So let's hear a bit of my interview with Lieutenant Junior Grade Kirsten Sharp. She told me that she is an O2, that's a rank within the military structure. To give you an idea, an O2 is Lieutenant Junior Grade, O6 is Captain, and O10 is Admiral. Just a quick point, there's a bit of background noise happening in this part of the interview. Crew members were doing deck work, and they were using machinery. So you really get the sense here of what it's like to be on a working ship.
So my name is Lieutenant Junior Grade Kirsten Sharp. So I'm an O2 in the Coast Guard, and I'm the operations officer on board Cutter Elm. So what I do is basically trip planning. We have 131 aids to navigation that we're responsible for maintaining up here in the Columbia River and then off the coast of Washington and Oregon. So my job is to look at servicing intervals for a bunch of our aids to navigation and make sure that we are basically maintaining them within their regular service date. Mm-hmm. And then any sort of like discrepancies that we have or anything like that pop up, I am in charge of basically building trip plans to correct those discrepancies. So that's what I do, and we'll kind of come back here. Okay, so back here, this is the fantail.
So this is, for people who are not mariners, this is the stern. This is the rear of the ship.
Yep, exactly. Very correct. So back here on this class of ship, It's a 225, so our primary mission are aids to navigation. We do provide some law enforcement and search and rescue because that's just the Coast Guard, kind of what our primary missions are. However, on many fantails of Coast Guard cutters, we do have like a lot more capabilities than on this platform. So back here, really our only capability is our stern towing capability. So all these bits and kind of chocks and all these different things that are coming up from the deck are actually so we can connect tow lines and tow vessels
And so
us.
What we're standing in front of is like a giant cleat, really, for somebody who might be a sailor on a recreational sailboat.
Yep.
And so this could tow. So if you, I mean, some people sometimes hear about disabled vessels and being towed into port. This is where you would do
exactly
that from.
Right. Okay. That's exactly right. Yep. Great. So we hook up a tow line here and it would go underneath those holes back aft and basically out to whatever that disabled vessel is.
Okay. Wow.
So we'll go up here next. We have two small boats or cutter boats since they're attached to a cutter. And as we're going through, you'll see some, like this is a medical, basically like a Stokes litter. So this red thing right here underneath us is how, if we have like an onboard emergency, our medical team will use that to bring people wherever they need to go. Okay, so right here, this is the boat deck. So we just went up a deck and now we're on the boat deck.
Okay.
We have two different cutter boats. So these have different capabilities. This one is a 22-foot long one. This one is basically a law enforcement platform that we have. So anytime we do recreational boardings and things like that, our boarding team will go out on this vessel and conduct their boardings. So we have a whole team of people that are qualified to drive the smaller boats in addition to driving the cutter itself. This boat is, it's called an AETON small boat. So AETON is aids to navigation. That's one of our acronyms for it. And this one is a slimmer hull design. So what this one can do is basically if we have discrepancies that are out that we talked about earlier, if we have like a light discrepancy, so all the aid is going to require is a change in lantern, then we'll send people out on this small boat instead of getting the entire cutter underway if it's close here in the river or anything like that. So people will jump from this boat onto a buoy and then, you know, do a lantern swap if they go extinguished or anything.
That
like
makes
that.
Sense. It would be a lot easier to get.
Yes. a lot easier.
And that was part of my interview with U.S. Coast Guard Lieutenant Junior Grade Kirsten Sharp. We'll hear more about my tour of the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Elm tomorrow on The Ship Report. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.